Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So to find out more about what will happen next, we turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and speak with Dr. Joseph Rice with the Jury Research Institute in Alamo. Dr. Rice, so many questions for you. I guess my fundamental question is, how do you restart deliberations? I mean, I understand the instruction, but practically speaking, what does that mean?
Well, literally, it means they have to go back to the beginning of the verdict form and begin talking about the evidence and re-vote whatever the questions were. So it is a daunting process, and it is quite challenging, and jurors are always asked to do this in every instance, although there are some unique aspects here. But they tend to go through it, you know, relatively quickly and move along, because we now know we have nine jurors who've at least talked about this for 10 days, so they may have pretty firm opinions. It's the three jurors that have to be brought up to speed, and that's what's unique about this. It's very rare to bring in three alternates at once. It's usually one at a time.
That was my next question to you to have. I know that individual jurors get dismissed all the time, but three at once, can you read into anything into that?
Other than the fact that it suggests that whatever the three that got dismissed did, they either did it together or did something similar. But what I find is pretty striking, it wasn't grounds enough to declare mistrial. So whatever the conduct was, it was somewhat contained, and I guess it didn't contaminate or interfere the other nine, and they just removed these three and then prompt them to go forward. And I guess a mistrial at this point is what everybody wants to avoid. So the judge is doing whatever he can to keep this case on track and bring it to the finish line. And that's what's unique, though, is to have such a block substitution at this point in deliberations.
Remind us again what alternates do during a trial before they are actually pulled in, if they are, in fact, pulled in.
Well, during the trial, they are as involved and active as any other juror, and they're instructed to stay active and recognize that they could be subbed in at any point. So all through trial, they are literally just another juror. When it comes to deliberations, they, if whatever alternates are still around, are usually sequestered or kept aside and not involved in the deliberation process and don't even observe it. In some states, they actually allow alternates to observe the deliberation so they can kind of track where it's going. But here, they're kept apart and now have to be brought in cold and have to be brought up to speed of what occurred and then continue on the process.
I'm wondering what the defense and prosecutors think when they get news like this. Three new people starting all over. It's got to increase the chances of a mistrial, doesn't it?
Well, definitely could increase the chances of a mistrial. And I mean, from my experience, and I do primarily civil work, what I find is the longer deliberations go on, and particularly when you inject new jurors, the bar seems to get raised. So I think the burden, which in this case is on the prosecutor, goes up incrementally as time goes on and as you add more jurors, and we're dealing with 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter. I think all of that just makes it more challenging. Of the two sides, I think the prosecutor would be more concerned at this point.
Dr. Rice, thanks so much for all your expertise. Again, that is Dr. Joseph Rice with the Jury Research Institute in Alamo. We'll